Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about You Think She Loves You? Well, let's go! Yes, friends, I know you guys desire to find your one truly love, the one that understands you and loves you and will be there and be a companion. But unfortunately, women don't work that way. Women are just selfish, entitled bitches. Yes, I'm sorry about that. I mean female dogs. But yeah, it is what it is. Yes, in this day and age, all the women right now are just insane and just really toxic. So there's no point in trying to build a relationship with this woman. With these women, I should say, plural, right? But yeah, they're just no good. It's because the situation that the times that we live in just allows women to do whatever the hell they want and there's no consequences for them until one day there is. And hopefully we're reaching that point soon, but who knows, man? It is what it is, right? Look, friends, this is the proof that I got that women suck at life. It says the longest Uno reverse. Okay, it says, bro, married this woman even though she was 30 years younger, but secretly divorced her 4 months later in the Dominican Republic. Ooh, you could do that? Awesome sauce. Where you don't gotta tell the other person. Imagine that. You marry this fucking chick and then a little bit after you divorce her and she doesn't know and she thinks that she's your wife. Yes. So you're getting wife stuff for fucking bitch prices. Yeah, that's what she gets for being stupid. Well, I told you women are nothing but giant children with titties, so yeah, that's what she deserves. Stupid, right? They stayed quote unquote married for 20 years until she tried to divorce rape him and take his money. She then found out it was already done the whole time dude played the longest Uno reverse in history. Yes, look at this decrepit old guy. He looks like that border czar, doesn't he, right? And his chick looks like a fucking, she's alright. But for him, he hit jackpot and she's dumber than fuck. Yes, women are so fucking stupid. She fell for this and then she got buggered more ways than one. I'm surprised some judge didn't try to get her and saying, oh, you were living in the same house, so that still counts. Does it really? But yeah, they got a paper trail, so I don't think so, but hey, it worked in this guy's favor, so fuck you, bitch. Moving on. Yeah, you want another example of female stupidity? Look at this chick. It says, I left the man that I loved for the man that I deserve. Yeah, and how did that work out? Let's find out, right?
I left the man that I loved for the man that I deserve. I was in a relationship for 10 years.
So you threw away 10 years, 10 fucking years, for what, on a whim? Yeah, these women are so fucking stupid. Oh, we're fucking bullshit. You dropped this guy? Yeah, you can't make women happy. Yeah, look just like this fucking bitch. Yeah, I think that new King of the Hill fucking show is gonna suck. But that's not just what I think, and watching TV sucks anyway, so what the fuck, right? Just like this chick, what the fuck? Anyways, let's continue.
And decided to leave that relationship because he was no longer the man of my dreams.
What? So this guy's not the man of your dreams? He didn't live up to the ridiculous expectations you have of him? Well, newsflash, this guy's not gonna be a hero all the fucking time. There's times where he does have his off days, but no, you want perfection all the fucking time, and you are not perfect. No, lady, not by a long shot, but men could never fucking... Yeah, you just want everything perfect in your way, the way you want it. Sorry, bitch, this is not Burger King. No, you ain't gonna have it the your way. No, no, no.
He was a good boyfriend, and he never cheated on me. We were good to each other, but when it came to alignment and what I deserved, what I wanted and saw for myself and my future kids, I wanted...
Oh, so you not only want good genes, you want someone that's super rich so he could fund your lifestyle. I understand. So you want the 6-pack, 6-foot, and the double 6-inch cock, right? And what other bullshit? Well, I don't know. Maybe you should ask your God to give you a man like that, right? Mr. Sandman, give me a dream. Oh, man. These women are delusional. But yet you want to have a chick? Yeah, women are going to be putting you through all these fucking hoops. And yeah, I don't think your God's going to fucking protect you from that shit. Just saying.
To give my kids the best possible father I could, as well as like the best possible life I could give them. Love.
Yes, friends, this just shows you that relationships are just transactional. As long as you're the man, you keep up bringing bacon home, this chick is gonna produce you children and she's gonna be nice and sweet. But look at her, is she hot? She's alright, she's kind of a little bit too chunky. And then just the way that she thinks, I don't like her false sense of entitlement. Yeah, she wants you to give her all these cash and prizes, but what does she bring to the table? Nothing useful. Look at her attitude. Is that what you want to be, the future mother of your children? Me? No. But you? Fuck if I know. Well, let's continue.
That's not enough for that. So I left. It took me years of contemplation, but now I am in pursuit of finding the man of my dreams again.
Well, let's say, just for the sake of argument, you got with him at the age of 20. You were with him for 10 years. So now you're 30. And then you say you've been a few years, so say 3 more. So you're probably like around 33 years old. And you think you're going to find the love of your life? That you're going to have all kinds of children? Sorry, lady. I think your eggs are kind of drying up. But, you know, it is what it is. They are thirsty guys. And you're a delusional woman. Yeah. Your egg production suck, and no, you're not gonna get cash and prizes.
And somebody who will give my children and me the best possible life. You're young, you're hot, you might as well live your best possible life.
Entitled much, lady? Yes, fellas. You see, this chick thinks because she's beautiful and she's all these things that she deserves all these cash and prizes. No, bitch, you're the same decaying matter as everyone else, just like a man. Just because you have a vagina doesn't mean that you need to be treated as a queen. No, lady, you're the same thing as a guy, but worse. Just saying.
Especially the one life that you have, the one body that you have. Don't waste it away on settling.
Yeah, this chick is just fucking stupid. She thinks because she's beautiful that she could do whatever the fuck she wants. What a dumbass fucking cunt. Yes. Well, bitch is gonna do what bitch is gonna do. Oh yes, incidentally, if you haven't noticed that I'm taking this shit off from YouTube and we're jumping onto other platforms because YouTube is a fucking gay ass fucking bitches that love to censor. Yeah, so whatever, right? Oh yes, if you think that chick loves you, look at this chick. She says that she loves you and she's just being a psycho. So yeah, no matter what, the chick is fucking insane, and once she gets something in her brain, well, good luck on that shit. So let's see what she does, right? Let's continue.
Does anybody else's boyfriend publicly humiliate them on Instagram? He acts like he doesn't even know me. Tried to tell him that he's cute. A freaking thanks, red heart.
What a fucking psycho. This chick is unhinged. Yeah, she's getting mad because this guy didn't show her the proper respect of showing her love, his love to her. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, women make a big old deal of dumbass shit. And this chick supposedly loves them, so yeah, it's whatever. Let's continue.
Thanks. Hey, whatever happened to I love you? Whatever happened to no, you are?
Yes, this fucking bitch just wants you to be all over her. Yeah, she wants you to show her that you love her because she's insecure. She wants to know that her trap is absolute. Yeah, it's so fucking retarded. Women play all these stupid shit tests on you, and when they get the truth and they don't like it, they get all hurt. Say, oh, I'm not beautiful enough. Well, too bad, lady. Like I said earlier, you're just insane. But yeah, you think this woman love you? Fuck no. This is the thing that you end up with, so enjoy.
Thanks? It gets worse. Hard eyes, hard eyes. Yes! Drooling! I'm drooling over you!
Yeah, this motherfucker must have a big giant dick to have this bitch fucking all over him, right? Fucking A.
Salivating! Liked my offer. Not even a reply! Do you know how foolish I look? I look like a...
You're fucking stupid, lady. You're making a big old deal just because he didn't say it the way that you want to? You're a fucking retarded lady, but whatever.
Fool! You act like you don't know me! This is humiliating!
Yes, friends, do you think these chicks love you? No, they just treat you as a means to the end. Yeah, that's all that you are, just a placeholder. These women, in the end of the day, are gonna fuck you in the ass. Yeah, but people listen to them. Let me bring you another clip. Yay, another clip. Yes, fellas, do you want to see what happens to a chick when she falls quote-unquote out of love for you? Yeah, this bitch. This bitch is cruel, evil, and disgusting. And these are the type of chicks that will fucking turn into when your usefulness is over. Yes, women are fucking evil, but apparently I'm the stupid jackass. Well, let's hear from this whore's mouth, right? Let's go.
4 times divorce, 4 times. Let's see, let's go. You tell me, what do you want to know?
What is the most toxic thing that you've ever done?
Okay, let's do it.
You see this chick? The way that she's speaking, the way that she acts, she really hates her ex. She wants to destroy him. Yes, fellas, this is what happens when love gets twisted. It turns into this thing. And women, they want to destroy you and leave nothing behind. They go complete scorched earth. Well, let's hear it from this fucking psychotic lady.
Do this, alright. Take him to court. And then get a good divorce lawyer, of course. Take him for half of the retirement!
Damn, the way that she talks, she really hates this dude, and she's proud of what she did. Yeah, this is insane. Yeah, these people are showing you why you shouldn't be with a woman, because this is what they turn into. Yeah, I think twice about being with a chick. Since the last bullshit that I dealt with, women come along, but they act all psychotic, and you know what? I'm happy being by myself, because being by yourself, you don't have to deal with people's bullshit, and you can move quicker. Just saying.
Take them half of their property and then fight them for higher child support, okay? And
look at this fucking bitch. She shows no fucking remorse, does whatever the hell she wants, and then she's entitled and she thinks she's justified at screwing this guy over? Yeah, once upon a time, you're supposed to love this guy and it's supposed to be death to you part. But you're not dead yet, bitch. But you're still alive and you did this. So what the fuck's going on? I don't know.
A couple of years from now, hit you up for more child support every 3 years.
Fuck, what a ruthless ass bitch. Yeah, that's fucked up. That kind of reminds me of this fucking chick I used to know. Her name was Ruth. Yeah, and when she did some fucked up things to me, I told her no wonder why they named you Ruth, because you're fucking ruthless, you piece of shit, bitch. Yeah, she didn't like that, but fuck her. Yeah, don't ever let a woman walk over you, because once she gets on top of you, it's gonna be a bitch to get her off of you, and yeah, then you know you can't beat them, even though you should. Yeah, I understand why people do murder their significant others, but you shouldn't do it. But I understand, just saying.
Every 3 years, you go up from maybe $200 to $300 to $400 to $500, you bring it up to $2,000.
You see what an evil fucking bitch this chick is? Now you see why you need to take away women's rights away? Because they do shit like this. So yeah, you don't need no rights. You have the mind of a child, so you need to be treated like a child. So you need to shut the fuck up and go make some fucking babies. Oh, that's right. You're an old fucking fossil, so you have no eggs. Yes, you're worthless. You might as well be a fucking man, because gross you is. Well, just saying.
Per child. But I got one child right here. And right here, her daddy paying child support for her, of course.
Sorry, lady, but your daughter looks like a fucking man. Yeah, is she a tranny? Yeah, what the fuck? If this chick's not a fucking tranny, then Jesus Christ. Your genes are more fucked up than what the fuck. Or maybe you're a guy that you're fucking is disgusting and he's a weak ass dude. And maybe that's why you left him. Because he creates fucking nasty shit like this. But who knows, man? Fucking, it's just crazy. Truly an evil, vile woman. Yeah, good thing I wouldn't... Yeah, I'll kill myself if I was married with that bitch. Yeah, just to get away from her. What kind of shit is that? Yeah, she just keeps on turning the fire higher and higher just to screw you over. Oh, man. It's just the life. Yeah, man. You just can't find a wife or a girlfriend from these things. None of these are prize pigs. It's so fucked up. It'd be nice that if Trump and Putin get together and actually do something to change the world for the better. Yeah, if these guys get together and they start getting the rights taken away from these stupid bitches, oh, it'll be a nice, nice world. Yeah, but the good thing is that Trump's president, because if it was Kamala Harris, guess what we'll get? Yeah, nothing good, fellas, would come if Kamala Harris would have been president. Yep. Yeah, she'd be doing her linguistic skills, but I doubt it'll be anything beneficial for the United States. Well, I guess Trump is doing the same shit, too, because his linguistic skills fucking suck. Yeah, that's the art of the deal. The art of him sucking dick. Because fucking Trump sucks, fucking women suck, and not in a good way, but heh. It is what it is. Well, you guys just keep on doing what you need to do, make money, and don't let these people get under your skin, because, yeah, once these women lose their rights, that's when we start having fun. Yeah, and unfortunately, patriarchy is going to be fucking hard. Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of women are going to get their asses tortured. Well, sorry, ladies. I promise that I'm not going to go too hard when that time comes. So, but, yeah, I might slap you a little bit, but, you know, pent up rage and all. Well, goodbye.
Boys are afraid of commitment because they have nothing to offer. Boys are afraid of commitment because they have nothing to offer. You're welcome. Boys are afraid of commitment because they have nothing to offer. Boys are afraid of commitment because they have nothing to offer. You're welcome.